The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tracy Beans is an investigative journalist who places a strong focus on politics. She writes for UncoverDC.com. In a recent article that got my attention, What You Don't Know About the Andrew McCabe Story. Tracy talks about the shocking news that we all learned last Friday that the disgraced former FBI agent we all know as Andrew McCabe will not be charged for lying to the FBI. On the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. I hope you are. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your morning with us. You start in this article in the very first paragraph. You say there's really much more to this story. What do you mean, Tracy?
Well, we're going to go back in time a little bit to 2016, right before the election. If you recall, in New York, the New York Police Department was investigating Anthony Weiner, who is Huma Abedin, one of Hillary Clinton's top aides, husband, for a case where he was sexting a minor. And they got their hands on his laptop, and on that laptop they found more emails in the Clinton email investigation. But there was also a whole bunch of other stuff on there, and it caused a lot of issues within the New York Police Department and the New York Field Office of the FBI. And at the time, Eric Prince, who was working with the Trump campaign, went on Breitbart Radio and gave an interview where he described some of what was found on that laptop, including some trips that Hillary Clinton took to Epstein Island, money laundering, all kinds of other information outside of the emails that were there. He also mentions that there was a ridiculous amount of pressure coming from the DOJ because the New York Police Department wanted to go public and indict folks on what they found. And Eric Prince says in this interview that the Justice Department pushed back and said that if they move forward with any of those indictments, they were going to face charges in a completely unrelated case that was had to do with Eric Garner. I'm not sure if you remember all the way back in 2014 what happened with him.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah.
So how did Eric Garner play into this?
Well, you know, at the time they were investigating the Eric Garner case at a national level because it was politicized nationally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Loretta Lynch swaps out the prosecution team that's doing that prosecution, the attorney general at the time, and puts in a different team. And 2 days later, we learn later on, 2 years later, in this IG report about McCabe that he just got exonerated of the charges within, he tells the inspector general that Loretta Lynch got on the phone with him and excoriated the field office in New York about leaks having to do with the Eric Garner case. Now, some people may be kind of confused why this kind of ties together. Well, back in 2016, Eric Prince uses the Eric Garner case as the reason they're stopping these folks from moving forward with indictments. And then we have Andrew McCabe confirming that again in 2018 when he testifies to the inspector general, which means that he's corroborating what Eric Prince said in that 2016 interview.
Wow. Well, when I read your article, Tracy, I mean, I was just blown away. Some of this stuff I knew, but I was just blown away when you stop and think about it again, and you think about the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, literally, as you say, threatening the field office of the FBI. I mean, that's pretty bad.
It certainly is, and even Andrew McCabe states how bad it is when he's talking to the IG. He says, I've never heard anything like this before. I've never heard or used such strong language. And I just ask everybody out there to put yourselves in Bill Barr's shoes and do the same thing, and let's see what happens. It would be completely, it would be everywhere. It would be all over the news. People would be losing, calling for his resignation. It would be, you know, it would be
oh,
front
yeah.
page news everywhere. But here we've got the Attorney General threatening a field office not to do their job, and if you do it, we're going to arrest your compadres here in the New York Police Department for things that we are unable to find wrongdoing with for years now. We'll make it up. We'll get them behind bars. It's political prosecution, And it's something that's been going on for way too long now. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that they should listen to that Eric Prince interview, because everything that he said there is now corroborated, and it's some pretty horrible stuff.
And yet we didn't hear anything about this at the time, and not a whole lot about it now. I mean, when I sat down and read your article the other day, again, you can read Tracy's article at uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com. You guys just do a great job over there. Let me just go ahead and add that in. You're putting a lot of information out there that we need to have that we wouldn't find other places.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's so important, because we can't make informed decisions unless we have this stuff in front of us. And, you know, back then, you have to remember, too, Jeffrey Epstein was a big conspiracy theory, remember? So everybody thought that Jeffrey Epstein, that's just a big, you know, conspiracy. It was kind of a known secret, so to speak. Since then, we've had his arrest and then, you know, controversial death. And a lot more has come out about him. So it's a little bit more for folks to swallow, I think, now to read back and see what Eric Prince was talking about in that interview. It's only easy to brush things off as conspiracy for so long until the truth bubbles up to the surface. And I want to thank you for having me on to talk about this.
Yeah. Well, and one point while we're talking about Epstein, you mentioned the fact that Bill Clinton went to his island 20 times.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing.
And Clinton, apparently, as per Prince in this interview, he says that there was evidence on his laptop outside of those emails that everybody was concerned with that showed 6 visits by Hillary Clinton herself.
Yep. All right, so let's get back to the you also talk about the 40-page Inspector General report that prompted the criminal referral and preceded Andrew McCabe's termination from the FBI. You talk about how there's evidence in this that demonstrates massive corruption at the highest levels of the Obama Department of Justice, yet, you know, we kind of hear about this in some degrees, but you kind of dig in and give some of the details.
Well, yeah, and Andrew McCabe, again, was once the deputy director of the FBI. This is the kind of person. What he did is pretty horrible. So he lied to the inspector general about being the source of the leaks to the Wall Street Journal. Those leaks were about the Clinton Foundation investigation. There was a story that was going to come out in the Wall Street Journal that the Clinton Foundation was being investigated, but the upper levels of the DOJ were trying to stop it. He testified that he wouldn't stop the investigation for political reasons to make himself look better, and then tried to blame it on field offices in D.C. and elsewhere.
Yep. Tracy Beans, thank you again for spending a few minutes of your morning with us. You can read this at uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com. Hope to have you back again soon, Tracy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great Tuesday. So some important stuff here. You need to go to uncoverdc.com. We'll dig in a little deeper too with this article, because it's kind of scary to know that the Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, yes, she was an Obama Attorney General, but she'd be threatening an FBI field office.